Next questioner is Deborah from Kenosha. Hello, Deborah. Thanks for staying on. What's your question?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my question. My question has to do with general policy. I also served in the military for 10 years. While I didn't serve in battle, I did take my oath of office to serve the Constitution. I don't see that people are Republicans or Democrats. I am a Democrat or identify as a Democrat, but I did vote for you because you were something different. I have been very disappointed in your policies and more specifically in your sidingness with one person over country. I see that we are all Americans, and my question to you is, at what point are you going to quit complaining about what has or hasn't happened in your eyes? And when are you going to start reaching across the aisle and start working with your Democratic counterparts to get things done?
Well, Deborah, again, appreciate you staying on. Appreciate your question. I would say that you're probably relying too much on reports from the news media that aren't accurate. As I said earlier in the call, as Chairman of Homeland Security, we passed a lot more bills on a bipartisan basis through our committee, but we still shepherded 130 of those things through final passage. And they were almost all bipartisan. It's how you get things done around here. So I've got a long record of bipartisan accomplishment. I think one of the proudest ones is the Right to Try bill. That was so bipartisan, passed by unanimous consent. It took 2 years of really hard work, working with all the stakeholders, working with Republicans and Democrats, but we finally got that passed. That's, you know, provides a little bit more freedom, a little bit more hope. And, oh, by the way, I just talked to the doctor who used Right to Try in a hospital in Texas on a new drug, Zysami, I think is the trade name for it, with end-stage COVID. People who basically had, you know, basically they were going to die, okay? They were at the very end of life, which is where Right to Try kicks in. And I think they've treated over 69 patients, first in a random controlled trial, and then just using Right to Try because the FDA is dragging its feet in terms of emergency use authorization on this. So that was my bill that I championed, that I got passed on a bipartisan basis, that saved the life of, I don't know the exact number, but probably 50 or more people. I'm kind of proud of that. I mean, you may, you know, sniff it and go, well, it's just not good enough, but I'm actually pretty proud of that accomplishment. And again, I am different. I'm unique because I bring a private sector background, manufacturing background. I bring the attitude of let's concentrate in areas of agreement. Let's not exploit political divisions. And that's what's happening right now. The media is of the left. Okay, again, the media is of the left. They're part and parcel of the Democrat Party. And they
these
push
are
the
words directly
the
out of your
so again,
mouth,
so,
though,
so
Senator
what,
Johnson.
What is written about me, oftentimes, if not almost universally, in the legacy media, is distorted and it's not accurate. But go ahead.
But what I've heard directly from you, Senator Johnson, has been absolutely tearing our country apart by some of the things that you say.
Well, do you have like an example? What I'd ask you to do is go on my website, and you can read things like, oh, my opening statement for some of my hearings. You know, go on Rumble, for example, and watch my five-hour event, COVID, a Second Opinion. Or if that's too long for you, go and see either on Rumble or on YouTube the 38-minute highlight reel of doctors. Many of them, one of the doctors said he voted for both Obama and Biden. But he's eminently qualified, and I'm having him, you know, give a second opinion on COVID because our response to COVID, I would argue, has not been a success, not 900,000 people dead, not the human toll, the economic devastation, not what we've done to our children. I've had the courage to offer a second opinion. Now, I've been attacked and vilified and censored in the media, the biased left media. But again, I would ask you to actually look at what I say. Maybe you're hearing it right now. Okay, I'm trying to do everything I can be to be is reasonable and rational and accepting of listening to other people's viewpoint. But anyway, you know, Deborah, I just suggest you kind of check out what I've actually said as opposed to the snippets that might have been taken out by the news media, distorted, twisted, taken out of context.
I've listened directly to C-SPAN. Don't look at social media posts. I watch 5 different news networks. So I don't think that I'm specific to one side or the other. What I'm specifically hearing is what's coming from you, but that's okay.
Yeah, so,
I understand that you're trying to protect yourself, and that's okay. But what I will say is that I would really like to see more of a bipartisan work from your side.
So, Deborah, here's my suggestion. So go to my website, sign up for the next telephone town hall. We'll call you. And, you know, we publicize these ahead of time, so you can be waiting by the phone. And then get something specifically I've said. Again, I realize it's kind of hard to be put in the spot here and go, okay, well, what are you talking about? So get prepared, find out something I specifically said, you know, give me exactly where I said it, that type of thing, and we'll talk about it, okay? I don't know how a fair process in that.
That sounds fair.
Okay, so do that, and I look forward to talking to you on our next telephone town hall, okay?
Perfect, thank you.
Our staff will know who you are, okay? So
yes.
Put you at the front of the line, okay? Okay, thanks.